boys and girls. Luke 2:52 says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and man." And that's what we want for every boy and girl listening today, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you grow up physically strong, and especially also strong in the Lord and a good testimony for Him. Thanks for joining us for the Children's Bible Club today. It's a joy to have you, and we hope the program will be a blessing. Here's the choir under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Join in with their singing, won't you?
Thank you, choir. I love to hear your singing. And I also love to hear our birds sing. I hope you boys and girls will pay attention to the little birds that are around your home. There are some darling little bluebirds outside my office window. They have a birdhouse and have raised several little families there, and they're a joy to watch. Then we have some lovely redbirds and wrens and other beauties near our porch at home. It's amazing to see God's handiwork in every one. If you or I painted a bluebird, we would just brush on the different colors as one big space. But God does it with tiny, fragile, individual feathers and makes each feather grow in just the right place to make the right color on each part of the bird's little body. I picked up one feather from the ground the other day, a tiny bluebird feather that had fallen. Tiny as it was, you could see the hundreds of individual minute barbs that make up the plume, and each one colored just so. Then you realize God did that for every kind and size of bird, and there are millions of them all over the world. Amazing! As the prophet Balaam said, "What hath God wrought?" God's creation is amazing. I hope you'll take time to see it and study it and praise the Lord for it. Maybe you can even put up a birdhouse for some to have a nest, or fill a hummingbird feeder with sweet nectar for the hummingbirds to enjoy and get strength for their long journey. Oh, God is so good. Let's seek and trust Him every day. He sees each sparrow's fall. How much more does He love and care for you? Psalm says, "Blessed is the man, or boy or girl, that trusteth in Him." Now, here's the choir before story time.
Laban was shocked and angry when he returned from sheep shearing and found that Jacob had taken all his family, herds, flocks, and possessions and fled. Laban mustered his servants for war and made a beeline to follow Jacob, catch him, and crush him. But God intervened and warned Laban not to harm or damage Jacob. Sure enough, when Jacob looked behind his caravan, much to his distress, there was Laban and his men coming in a cloud of dust. He knew it meant trouble. And trouble it was. Laban came to a screeching halt before Jacob and shouted, "What in the world do you think you're doing? Leaving me without any notice, taking everything with you, taking my daughters away as if they were captives? If you had to go, the least you could have done was tell me, so I could have given a farewell party and told my daughters and grandchildren goodbye. You even stole my gods, my images." Jacob tried to remain calm. "Well, I didn't tell you because I knew you would be angry and might try to take your daughters away from me. That's all. I don't know anything about your gods being stolen. Look wherever you want to. Whoever you find your images with will pay with his life." Oh, Jacob had no idea his own Rachel had taken them and hid them in her camel's saddlebag. So Laban searched all through the ladies' tents and belongings, looking for those hideous false gods. Finally, he came to Rachel's tent, but she sat on the saddlebag and made an excuse for not rising in her father's presence. So in spite of all his search, Laban never found the images. Then it was Jacob's turn to be angry, and he stormed at Laban. "What is this? What have I done to make you act like this? You come and go through all our stuff as if we were thieves. I worked hard for you for 20 years. In spite of your changing my wages 10 times, I never did you wrong. In fact, you are richer and have more cattle and goods because of how I cared for your stock. God blessed you because of me, and this is the thanks I get." Then Jacob cooled down. "I tell you what, let's call a truce. Let's make a covenant, and let these stones witness that we will never meet again to harm one another." So the peace treaty was settled. Laban kissed his children and grandchildren goodbye and returned home, and Jacob resumed his journey to Canaan. The peace and quiet didn't last long, though. Jacob sent messengers ahead to lay the way for his homecoming and make peace with his brother Esau. But they came back fast. They'd seen Esau all right, and he was coming with 400 men. Oh, no. Esau was still mad. Esau was coming to destroy Jacob. Jacob was scared to death. He had to think fast. Quickly, he divided all his herds and people into two parts. If Esau attacked one group, at least the other could escape. Then he prepared huge gifts, droves of goats, sheep, camels, cattle, and asses. He sent them ahead by his servants with the message that they were a present from Jacob, and that Jacob was also coming to meet him. But Jacob didn't stop with just one gift. He sent 2, 3, and more. Surely this would appease Esau's wrath. But Jacob wasn't sure. He had sinned against his brother long before, and he didn't know whether or not Esau would accept his gifts. He was still afraid. Sending gifts didn't help his guilt or fears. Oh, how like Jacob we are. We've sinned against the holy God, and God doesn't forget. We stand under his wrath and judgment. We may try to make peace with God by giving him gifts, money, or doing good, or being baptized, or joining a church, or other things. But our so-called gifts won't buy off God's wrath. The wages of sin is death, and it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. No, gifts and good deeds won't quiet God's wrath, but Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. That's your sins and mine. Jesus died on the cross and paid our debt, and the gift of God is eternal life. Ah, that's the gift. Not what we give God, but the life he gives us when we repent and receive his Son as our only Savior. Don't put off salvation. We never know when death or judgment will fall. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Receive Christ today. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.